Taste of Rashi for this morning. At the end of Sheni, it says, "Ulevilti rum levavo miachav, ulevilti sur min amitzvah yaminu smol." Leman yericha amim amamachtohu vanav bekerav Yisrael. It's talking about a king. The king has to be careful not to become haughty, ulevilti rum levavo miachav, and not to sway even a little bit from the mitzvah to the right or to the left, so that his kingship, his kingdom, will continue for many, many days and on to his children. Rashi comments that this is actually a reference, an oblique reference, to what will happen later on to Shaul HaMelech. When it says, Levilti Yisur Min HaMitzvah, what's HaMitzvah? It should say, Levilti Yisur Min HaMitzvot. HaMitzvah, Rashi says, Afilu Mitzvah Kala Shel Navi. Even a single mitzvah of a Navi. Anybody know which Navi this is referring to? It's referring to a specific Navi, according to Rashi. It's referring to Shmuel, who's the one who anointed Shaul. Now, what are we talking about? If you would ask most people, 90% of people walking by on the street, why did Shaul lose his kingship? What was the episode? What was the story where Shaul, it was decided that he may be king until the end of his life, but Yonatan, his son, and his descendants would not actually be king after him, and it would move over to David. What story would you guess would be the reason for that? Amalek. Almost everybody would say because of what happened with Amalek. But it's clearly not the case, because the Navi, several prakim beforehand, Shmuel already tells Yeshaul that he's not going to have his children take after him. When? So it says, Laman Yerichamim, which is what this pasuk says, Michal Heina Tashome Allah, V'chein Masinu B'Shaul, Shamar Lo Shmuel, Shivat Yomim Tochel Ad Bo'i Eilecha, Lahalot Olot, Uchtiv, V'yochel Shivat Yomim, V'lo Shamar Avtachat Olishmo Kol Ayom. In the first war that Shaul was going to, Shmuel gave him instruction. He said, wait 7 days. After 7 days, I'm going to come to you. And then I will bring a korban olah. I'll bring olot with you. But don't do anything before that. But on the seventh day, the people were pressuring Shaul. The other army is coming. They're going to attack us if we don't do something now. You have to move. And Shaul relented and gave in to the people. And he started bringing the korbanot early. And then in the middle of him bringing the korbanot, Shmuel showed up and said, why didn't you wait for me? Lo shama avtachato lishmor kol hayom, v'lo yispik la'alot ha'olah ad sheba Shmuel v'amar lo, niskalta lo shamarta v'ata mamlachtecha lo takum. Because you gave in to them and you didn't wait, your kingship will not continue, will not last. Ha'lamarta sheba shvil mitzvah kalash al navi ne'anash. Yom Tov.